almost easier to come back from a performance like last week because it's such an odd set of circumstances than it would be, say, if you just were stuffed all day?
No, I don't think it's ever easy. You know, it's just a fact of life. You have to, you know, regardless of the result of the week before, you got to come back and prepare to win the biggest game of the year, which is this week. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, and we got to be better.
How did your quarterbacks look today?
Not bad.
How about Ben specifically?
Ben did a little bit in the early part of practice, and I think, like Coach said, you know, he's keeping the door open, so we'll see tomorrow how much he's able to do. But I was positive. You know, he's out here and throwing a little bit, so that's a good thing.
How much do you really need to see from him? Does he need to really heave the ball before Sunday?
You know, that'll be up to Coach and the doctors, and like we always say, we go by what we see. So he obviously would have to come out and execute, you know, and pass and run game. So, like I said, he did some today, and that was a good start.
Todd, what would make you expect Charlie to play better in this game than he did the first one?
Well, you know, I think the circumstances of the game, just the way it started in the first half with the halfbacks, you know, struggling a little bit and the ball ending up on the ground and giving them opportunities, the game from the start really never went the way that we needed it to go, which was, you know, to play good on defense like we did, and then us, first and foremost, protect the football and be efficient. So, you know, I just think it probably put a little stress on everybody, even though we did have the lead to start the second half. It just wasn't a situation that our guys handled very well, and we got to do better, you know, not put ourselves in that situation to begin with. But, you know, anytime you're talking about a quarterback that hadn't played a whole bunch in an extended period of time, getting an opportunity and then getting a second opportunity, it's a second full week of practice, so I would expect him to be better.
Todd, what's your confidence level of a rookie right tackle going into Baltimore?
Well, I think the good thing is that, you know, he lined up and played a significant portion of the game last week. You know, that's a good thing. You know, not a good thing that Mike got hurt, but when he did, Beach had to go in and play a significant number, and the majority of those happened to be pass, and, you know, he held his own. So, you know, he gets a full week of practice taking all the reps, and, you know, we need to make sure that we're looking out for him like we always do, those guys on the edges, you know, either side, and expect him to step in and play at a high level.
And are you seeing anything out of DeCastro that leads you to believe he still might be a factor this year?
Oh, I definitely think that he could be. You know, last week he got to get in and get through a bunch of reps and look good. This week, you know, yesterday we got to have him on pads, and he got through that practice well. I think every practice he gets through, you know, in a healthy manner and continues to get stronger and gain confidence is real good. But, you know, I think that's a great, you know, the new rule, and for him to be able to see some light at the end of the tunnel, as opposed to normally when something like that happens, you know, you're done and there's really nothing to look forward to but the off season. So, you know, I think he really worked hard to give himself an opportunity, and now, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, at least he's in a position to take advantage of it.
And with Dwyer's new role, what are the expectations for him in terms of how many carries, how much you think he can get out of him?
You know, I'm not looking at anything as a new role. You know, obviously Coach, you know, Jonathan's going to be the guy starting the game, but I don't think a whole lot will change as far as, you know, when the guys that are rolling with it, you know, will continue to roll with it. And Jonathan really just has to show that, you know, he can take the bulk of the carries without, you know, needing a break or taking a few plays off, you know, on the sideline, you know, and I think that'll kind of be what defines Jonathan as his career goes forward. And he's getting a great opportunity. So, you know, we're all excited about a bunch of things he's done, and hopefully he goes in and takes this role seriously and won't let us take him off the field.
Has that been an issue a little bit?
You know, I think that it's a guy that hadn't been the workhorse guy here since he's been here, and he's gotten some opportunities, and he needs to, you know, he needs to prove he wants to be and stay out there all the time, in my opinion.
How does the struggle to get the ball downfield with Charlie, who's admitted, you know, doesn't have the arm that he had 10, 15 years ago, does that limit what you can do with somebody like Mike, who, you know, is a guy that is designed to take the top off the defense?
No, you know, I think, as you saw last week, you know, we threw the ball down the middle to Mike, and he's behind the defense, and it was a slight underthrow, but, you know, there's timing of the play, circumstances, having to step up, different things. You know, I don't think there's any limitations to what Chuck can do, you know, or needs to do, you know, with the guys we have. You know, guys that some guys can throw it 80 yards, some guys can throw it 50 yards. You know, I was with Kurt Warner, whose max was 54 yards with two crow hops, but you know, those guys learn pretty early to get the ball out earlier, and the speed's still going to be speed, and you know, we just have to understand what, you know, and he understands it more than anyone, Chuck does, that you know, when he's going down the field, he's got to get the ball out fast.
With the, you know, Mike being a co-starter with Emmanuel, is that as much a tribute to the work that Emmanuel's put in as it is to maybe any sort of, you know, issue with what Mike's been doing?
I definitely think that. You know, I think that, again, these guys will all have roles, and as the situations in the games come up, and depending upon play calls and packages we have, which we've been doing all year, you know, we've had packages that included Emmanuel and Jericho, and all that will continue. But, yeah, I think Emmanuel's done a tremendous job, you know, with the opportunities he's had, and he just needs to continue to get better, and I expect Mike to bounce back and make a bunch of plays for us here down the stretch.
Is the plan right now for Beecham to start a tackle and Ramon to stay at right guard?
No. I won't get into depth charts, however Coach laid it out, but, you know, I'd say there's a strong possibility that Beach will be in there at right tackle.
Todd, where did Baltimore give you problems first time you met Mike?
You know, we started the game the way we wanted to. You know, we converted a third down in our second possession and then fumbled the ball. You know, that was a killer. We had a punt returned on us for a touchdown. That was a killer, obviously. And then offensively, you know, as the game wore on, third downs, we just weren't able to convert, especially in critical situations in that critical part of the field, the fringe area that gets you in, you know, the plus 40, plus 45, that if you convert a third down, you're now in the scoring zone, and we have a good kicker in Swisham, so we just weren't able to convert those critical third downs that would have put us into scoring range, you know, whether it was to continue a drive and score or kick field goals. So, you know, we have to do a better job, especially in those critical situations. Can't turn the football over first and foremost, but, you know, when we get the ball into those areas of the field, we have to convert and stay on the field and put touchdowns on the board. It would be the ideal.